with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel and Hamas meeting for talks on President Trump's peace plan.
After 2 years of devastating war in Gaza, there is some hope at a breakthrough. Israel and Hamas are in Egypt meeting with mediators to discuss U.S. President Donald Trump's plan. But there is still a lot of questions and uncertainty, and there is no clear way out.
That is Sam Mednick reporting. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt weighing in this afternoon on the ongoing government shutdown. She says people will start losing jobs unless the Senate soon votes to reopen the government. And she says it's time for Democrats to come on board.
I hope that the vote will not fail because this administration wants to reopen the government. We don't want to see people laid off. But unfortunately, if this shutdown continues, layoffs are going to be an unfortunate consequence of that.
The first big supermoon of the year is approaching. Here's what you need to know.
The October 6th supermoon is the first of three this year. It happens when a full moon is closer to the Earth in its orbit. That makes the moon look up to 14% bigger and 30% brighter than the faintest moon of the year, according to NASA. I'm Julie Walker.
It's been a mixed bag all day on Wall Street and near the close. Nothing has changed. The Dow down about 70 points right now. The S&P 500 up by about 27. This is SRN News. A couple of big regional banks feeling an urge to merge, as Rich Thomason reports.
Fifth Third Bancorp is buying Comerica for $10.9 billion in an all-stock deal. The buyout will create the ninth largest U.S. bank with roughly $288 billion in assets. Fifth Third says the combined company will have operations in the Southeast, Texas, and California, and will greatly solidify its position in the Midwest.
That is Rich Thomason reporting, and this is SRN News. For the first time ever, scientists have created early-stage human embryos taken from people's skin cells. Using his podcast, The Briefing, Southern Baptist Theological Seminary President Dr. Albert Moeller weighed in on the potential moral dangers.
You alienate having a baby from the proper context of marriage, guess what? You have just brought on moral risk beyond our imagination. And so all of a sudden this sounds like science fiction. It sounds like some kind of disaster, you know, apocalyptic tale. Well, you know what? Once you say, we're going to redefine human reproduction. Guess what? You have redefined human reproduction. And you can't say we're going to do it a little bit. Turns out you're going to open the door for just about everything else.
Supporters of the new technique say that it could help women who are infertile or same-sex couples to have children using their own genes. Mueller cautions that we're edging close to moral disaster. This is SRN News. Flag football is turning pro ahead of the upcoming L.A. games, as we hear from correspondent Getha Kulba.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league plans to launch women's and men's professional flag football leagues in the next couple of years. The timeline outlined by Goodell at the Leaders in Sport Conference in London would see the leagues created ahead of the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics, which will feature flag football for the first time. The league has prioritized flag football as a way to attract young fans. Goodell says, quote, the demand is there, end quote, at the stateside college and international university level. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
There's been a big shift in Canadian family law, expanding parental rights beyond traditional norms. Newsmax reports that Quebec has approved its first adoption by a polyamorous trio, a thruple, granting three men legal recognition as parents of a little girl. More details at srnews.com.